Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Starting off, we've got music from sax player Gerd Dudek, a German musician who released a CD entitled Crossing Level. We've got Rob Vandenbroek on piano, Ali Horand on bass, and Tony Levin on drums. And we're going to listen to the old chestnut, Old Folks.
Thank you.
recorded in 1997 at Studio 44. That was Gerd Dudek and his album Crossing Level on the Connex label, and we just heard Old Folks. We're going to move on to Switzerland now, and this is a duo known as Rud Weiner and Urs Weisner, and we're going to listen to a composition from their album. It's an album entitled Blue Snow, and this one's called Retreat. And both of these young musicians play marimba and vibe, so you're in for quite a treat on this one. Thank you.
streaming at CHUO-FM 89.1 Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1 Our diversity, your radio.
Was music from the Blazing Redheads and taken from their self-titled album on the Reference Recordings label out of California. That was a composition entitled Santa Fe. And before that, we heard some music from Rud Weiner and Urs Weisner from their album Music from Marimba and Vibes. And we heard Retreat. Right now we're going to listen to music from one of my favorite trumpet players, and this man can really blow up a storm. And that's what he does on this CD. The CD is called Heavyweights, and it features Carl Fontana on trombone, George Cables is on piano, wonderful bass player Bob Magnuson, and Joe LaBarbera is on drums, Bobby Hsu on trumpet. This is his session, and what a wonderful session. We're going to listen to two tracks, the first one being a Milt Jackson original, Bag's Groove, and then we're going to go into a George Gershwin classic, But Not For Me. Music from Bobby Hsu on In Transition.
Thank you.
You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. Thank you. We just heard some wonderful music from a wonderful trumpet player from the States who's been on the jazz scene for a number of years. His name is Bobby Shue, and the name of the album is Heavyweights, released on the Mama Foundations label out of California. We heard But Not For Me and Bag's Groove. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to The Best in Jazz here on CHUO-FM. I have a new release here from Diane Hupka. I believe this is her third recording. And it's entitled You Inspire Me. And some of the guitarists on this album, it's absolutely incredible. We have Frank Vignola, Bucky Pizzarelli, Romero Lubambo, John Hart, Paul Bollenbach, and Gene Bertoncini. We're going to hear something from this album. It's entitled Romance, and it features certainly one of my favorite guitarists, Jack Wilkins. And then we're going to follow that up with some music from Gary Burton and Makoto Ozoni from their new album entitled Virtuosi and something called Prelude 2.
To you. same way that I love you then. I know that I will give my heart to you.
This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station. Thank you.
continuing now, we've got music from Victor Mendoza from his album This Is Why, and this is released on a label called Ram Records out of, I believe it's a label out of Italy, and we're going to listen to Victor's version of On Green Dolphin Street.
DHUOFM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. DHUOFM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
That was music from percussionist Bobby Matos from his album Footprints. Bobby Matos is joined by the Afro-Cuban jazz ensemble, and we heard a composition called Mambo Interlude. Victor Mendoza, before that, treating us to some very fine vibes, and his version of On Green Dolphin Street, and that was taken from his recording entitled This Is Why. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM. Yugoslavian-born pianist Larry Vukovic has been more or less on and off the scene for the past few years. Well, I am proud to announce that he has a brand new recording out. It's entitled Young at Heart. It's a tribute to Lester Young, Count Basie, Charlie Parker, and more. And it features the likes of Jules Brossard on tenor and alto sax, Harold Jones on drums, Noel Jukes on tenor sax, clarinet, and flute, Josh Workman on guitar, and Nat Johnson is on bass, making a cameo appearance on this recording is Dottie Dodson. She sits in on Ornithology, which is a great rendition. But we're going to hear a composition entitled Lester People. And this is a recording that's released on Larry's own label now, which is called Robin's Tetrachord Music. And it's nice to see Larry back in the fold. And I think you'll really enjoy this. And after that, we're going to listen to some great Freddie Hubbard from an album entitled Minor Mishap. We're going to listen to the title track. But first up, here's Larry Vukovic with Lester People. Thank you.
listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
That was music from Freddie Hubbard from his 1961 release entitled Minor Mishap. We listened to the title track, and it featured Willie Wilson on trombone, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Duke Pearson on piano, Tom Howard on bass, and Lex Humphreys was on drums. And that was recorded, again, August 1961 for the Black Lion label, and the album was entitled Minor Mishap. Before that, we heard some music from Larry Vukovich from his latest album entitled Young at Heart, and we heard Lester People. Well, now we're going to take a trip to a style of music that greatly influenced the movement of jazz, and that's Kansas City. We're going to start off with Buster Smith, who was born in 1904 near Dallas, Texas, where he built his reputation in the mid-20s before joining the fabled Territory Band led by bassist and tuba player Walter Page. That group featured Hot Lips Page, Lester Young, and Count Basie at various times. But when it disbanded, Buster wound up working in Kansas City for Benny Moten, and he eventually started playing with Count Basie at Kansas City's legendary Reno Club. He later led his own groups there. One actually featured Charlie Parker on alto sax. Smith then moved with Parker following him to New York to arrange and play with several bands. He returned to Dallas and hasn't been heard from since. I'm not quite sure if he's still alive or not, but he certainly left his mark. And the track we're going to listen to is actually Buster's working dance band. And not long after these records were produced, Buster stopped playing sax and worked for a while on guitar and ended up finally playing bass. So what we're going to listen to is a recording from June 17th, 1959, recorded in Fort Worth, Texas, and featuring Clinton Smith on trombone, Eddie Cadell on tenor sax, Buster Cooper on baritone sax, Herman Flowers on piano, Josiah Smith on bass, and Robert Cobbs is on drums, and we're going to listen to a little E-flat boogie. Thank you.
dial locked on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Was music from the great South African pianist Abdullah Ibrahim from his latest album for Enja. It's entitled Cape Town Revisited, And we heard Someday Soon, Sweet Samba. And before that, from 1959, an Atlantic recording from Buster Smith, and we heard E-flat Boogie. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 Hours of Jazz here on CKHUO-FM. This is Andre Woodvine and Cool Gray Evening.
Thank you.
Andre Woodvine from his album Voyager and Cool Gray Evening. Last week I received a call from a listener who wanted to hear some music from Canadian guitarist Sonny Greenwich, and of course I had no problem with that, and what I'd like to play for you now is the title track from his album Hymn to the Earth. Released in 1994 on the Clio label, that was by request Canadian guitarist Sonny Greenwich and the title track from his CD, Hymn to the Earth. I'm going to play for you some music from Mark Carey, and this is from his album The Antidote on the Arabesque label. We're going to listen to a composition called Principles, The Divine Paradox.
Thank you.
That was music from Mark Carey and a composition entitled The Antidote. I'm going to listen now to some music. This is an original from Betty Carter. It's called 30 Years. And we've got Mark Carey on piano, Taurus Mateen on bass, and Gregory Hutchison is on drums. And this album was recorded around 1990-91. And I think you'll really enjoy this one.
Darling, come close, let's talk. Wrap your arms around me. Like you used to do. Lately, you've been so quiet. Let me fix your dinner. What do you wanna say? Yes, I recognize a change in you. I've been your lover. Include me. No, I won't let go. Without a fight, I know she's young and beautiful. But do you really love? But don't go. Don't go. Maybe we can say it. After all, my darling, 30 years. It's a long time we've been together. 30 years we raised the kids, darling. Don't go. Together 30 years. I love your smell. I love you. Don't go. I've been in love. A long, long time.
Bruce Gertz's quintet is up next, and this one features bassist Bruce Gertz, John Abercrombie's on guitar, Jerry Bergonzi on tenor sax, Joey Calderosa on piano, and Adam Nussbaum is on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled While You Were Out. That was music from bassist Bruce Gertz from an album entitled Blueprint on the Evidence label and a composition called While You Were Out. My name is Randy McElligott, and it's been a pleasure bringing you jazz again on a Sunday afternoon. We're going to close off this afternoon with Avenue Blue featuring Jeff Golub, and this is from his album Nightlife. Here's a song called Seventh Heaven. just heard some music from Avenue Blue featuring guitarist Jeff Golub. My name is Randy McKelligan. You've been listening to 2 hours of jazz here on In Transition. Don't forget to come back next week as I feature more jazz. Have a great week. Again, my name is Randy McKelligan. Bye for now.